It's March 29. One of the thankless tasks in the army is planning for one's own future. Nobody knows where we'll be tomorrow and the day after tomorrow. We have no idea how long the war will last, and frankly, nobody is certain we'll make it to the end of the war. Yet everyone is busy making plans for after the victory. Everyone is trying to imagine what their life will be like after the war. For some people, it's quite easy to make war plans. For instance, in the early days of the war, I served alongside a constructor engineer. He was a heavyset man about 20 years older than me, and he knew exactly what he would be doing after the defeat of the Russian killers. The destruction caused by the Russian shelling and bombing already in the early days of invasion was so significant that my comrade was confident that he would be employed in his field for years to come. He was sure that his knowledge and skills would be needed to reconstruct the buildings destroyed by the Russians, and most likely that's exactly what will happen. Many others are far less certain about what tomorrow holds. I know one guy, he's a sergeant, and he's on the front lines saving lives almost every day. He's primarily occupied with performing specialized wartime surgeries related to bullet and, first of all, shrapnel wounds. This doctor admits that he's afraid of losing his skills for treating diseases that are common during peacetime because he has almost no experience dealing with them on the front. I am surrounded by programmers, bakers, teachers, and people of dozens of other professions who have been detached for months from not only their homes and families, but also from their main occupations. Even those who do the same thing in the military as they do in civilian life, like the aforementioned sergeant, still forget the skills they developed in peacetime. The head chef of a fashionable restaurant in Lviv, who used to prepare exquisite dishes from hundreds of ingredients for a few dozen guests, is now cooking soup and chopping salad for 500 exhausted soldiers. He doesn't have expensive spices and complicated sauces. He can't afford culinary experiments. He must quickly and satisfyingly feed people in the trenches. He seems to be still a chef, but it's a completely different job, not the one he did only a year ago. At the war, each profession has its own specifics, greatly different from civilian life. A truck driver on the front line and a truck driver in the peaceful city are completely different professions. There are no traffic rules on the front line, no police to fine you for violating these rules, and you can't fasten your seatbelt because the need to leave the truck may arise at any moment. The main danger for the frontline truck driver is not our participants in the traffic, as in a peaceful city, but landmines and shells. All these people, doctors, cooks, drivers, think about how and what they will do after the victory. They are already deciding whatever they will return to their old places or try something new. Everyone around is thinking about the future, which is not predetermined at all and is as vague as possible. In terms of connection with the civilian profession, I was more fortunate than many of my comrades because I have this podcast. Without this podcast, I would be completely disconnected from my previous job. The podcast keeps me mentally and professionally afloat. It allows me to maintain basic storytelling and audience communication skills. Perhaps it will help me to return to my previous job on the radio after the defeat of the Russian invaders, if, of course, my bosses are willing to take me back. So here I am, making plans, and yet I started this episode by stating that it's a thankless task. But it seems that's just how we are wired. We try to envision a better tomorrow from the nightmare of today.